Dan Spear with me and Endo.com, and you're on the road with Dane with WGN.
WGN here in Chicago on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now, we've got a true triple threat, an Emmy Award-winning star and champion of ABC's hit show Dancing with the Stars, as well as an acclaimed recording artist and actress, the one and only Julian Huff is joining us, as well as Dr. Rebecca Brightman. She's a board-certified OBGYN and is a clinical professor of obstetrics, gynecology, and reproductive science over at Mount Sinai. You have seen her on the Today Show, CBS Morning Show, ABC World News, Dr. Oz, and many more. Dr. Rebecca Brightman and Julian Huff, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much. I'm just so impressed with that opening.
Good
job. Stop. You guys deserve it. And it is, that was kind of a long intro, but you know, you want to give people a little bit of the background and perspective on who
they are.
And Julianne, before we get into the thing here in Chicago, of course, lots of people love Dancing with the Stars. They love you. They see you. But even more people had a reason to watch you this last week with our very own David Ross on there. I mean, tell me your true thoughts. Were you that impressed?
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with David Ross. I think he's so fantastic. I love him. I think he's going to do really well in the competition. He really surprised me, and he's got this charm that is just infectious. And him and Lindsay, the partnership is a great dynamic. There's something that's like, you know, charming and wholesome about it that feels you're inviting and captivated to watch, you know. So I'm really looking forward to the season, watching him grow.
Yeah, it was exciting to see. Of course, you know, he's got a great relationship. America has kind of a love affair with the Cubs and with him, but so we got that out of the way. But he's going to have to really dance from now on.
Absolutely. But he's got a great partner, so I'm not too worried.
Well, the reason that we have you guys on, I think, is an important reason, because it is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and you think about this. A lot of the awareness months that we hear about are usually kind of just maybe a re-awareness. You know, it's things that you know that you're aware of that people are dealing with, and it's a special time to take a focus with this. But I think that, you know, for endometriosis, it's almost Endometriosis Introduction Month. There is a lot of people that aren't aware of this. So Dr. Brightman, if you can give us a little background on what it is exactly.
So endometriosis is a condition that can occur in 1 to 10 women, and it's very under-recognized both by women and by their healthcare providers. And by definition, endometriosis is the presence of lesions that are very similar to the tissue that's found within the normal uterine lining, but these lesions can occur on the bladder, most commonly on the ovary, on fallopian tubes, on the bladder, and they can cause all sorts of symptoms, including very heavy menstrual bleeding, bleeding in between periods, very painful periods, pain with sex. Some women encounter difficulty getting pregnant. And the interesting thing about endometriosis is we really want to raise awareness, because it can take between 6 to 10 years for a woman to be adequately and appropriately diagnosed. And this is really important, because when they're diagnosed, they can be appropriately treated. Really need to increase awareness about this.
And is it, doctor, because it is, you know, a lot of the symptoms are things that could be, you know, either the other afflictions or parts of other things before people are able to tie it all together?
Absolutely. And I think for the most part, many of these symptoms are just chalked up to being a woman. But when you really tease it apart, women shouldn't have such debilitating pain when they have their periods. And I think that that's frequently a telltale sign, and chronic pain that prevents people from going to work, prevents people from going to school. It really interferes with the quality of their life. And I think if a woman is really not sure, there is a great website that's part of this campaign, and it's meandendo.com. And a woman can actually go to the website and track their symptoms, go through a check-off list, and then if they think they are the me who has endometriosis, they can raise their concerns with their healthcare provider so that they can be timely diagnosed and appropriately treated.
Well, I think to raise awareness about it is important. Have people have that as one of the things they can consider and maybe suggest to their physician. Now, Julianne, you were diagnosed with this back in 2008. This is the first time. It's very important you're speaking in depth about your journey with the disease. Why now? Was it part of what the doctor had said, that you weren't really aware exactly what it was?
Yeah, you know, I think when I was 15 years old, I was having symptoms, and at the time, you just think, oh, well, that's just part of being a woman, and I have to deal with it, because everybody else in the world is dealing with it, right? So So, you know, I had never even heard of endometriosis. And when I did, it sounded so medical and complicated that I just sort of ignored it and just proceeded on with my life and just thought I would just push through the pain because I'm a tough cookie and I have a high tolerance for pain. I'm a dancer. I can do it, you know. But, you know, in 2008, I was actually on Dancing with the Stars as a dancer before I was a judge. And I was dancing, and I actually had to stop and leave after a commercial break and go to the hospital to figure out what was going on because I was in too much pain. I literally couldn't move. I was hunched over. It was terrible. And that was pretty openly known because I was gone for an entire week. I ended up having surgery, which Wow. is not the case for all women, but it was for me recommended by my doctor. And so when I was open a little bit about it, I saw a huge response from women saying, thank you so much for talking about this. I have endometriosis, and I feel so alone. Like, people don't get it. They don't understand. They think that I'm just being dramatic because, you know, it's just, you know, cramps or something. And I think also, you know, there's such a stigma of talking about this. It is, it has been uncomfortable to talk about periods or, you know, women's health issues in the past. But I think now, you know, we're in a place in our life where this should not be uncomfortable to talk about. It's a part of life, and it is, you know, hopefully going to help so many more women get diagnosed if that's what they're dealing with and be able to treat it.
Well, it's great that you're doing that, using the platform, you know, to raise awareness for something. Of course, you got that personal connection with it as well. And so, doctor, why is this? And this is where I'm curious about, too. Sometimes things can lead to people being uncomfortable or in pain or dealing with personal issues, but can it lead to more? And so why is it so important that people get checked out for this?
Well, I think it's really important because pain in general can be absolutely debilitating and can really interfere with the quality of your life. And I think then when you interfere with your quality of life, it interferes with work, relationships, and everything else. So if a woman is concerned that she has symptoms of endometriosis, she should go through this checklist because 1 in 10 women have endometriosis, 1 in 10 women in reproductive years, I should say. And by going to the meetandendo.com website, they can go through this checklist, determine if it's them, and go to their healthcare provider with their concerns because it's important for women to be empowered and to speak up. Because as physicians, we're not necessarily mind readers. Sometimes we don't ask the right questions. And I think it's much more helpful when people come in and they're informed and they are ready to discuss their concerns.
So meandendo.com is the website for it. And before we let you guys go, and Julianne, it's one thing to get diagnosed, to understand what it is, get treated. Is it something that you're dealing with now, or because you've treated it in the best way, that this is something that you've moved past?
No, it's definitely something that I'm still living with day to day. And obviously, like, I have my plan with my doctor, who's amazing. But because I have the understanding and the knowledge of it and the people around me know about it also, there's a comfort in knowing that I have support, I'm supported, I'm taking care of my body and, you know, doing the things that I need to do for a healthier lifestyle. And, yeah, so go to meandendo.com for all the information. And if you want to go on your socials and do hashtag meandendo and just start a conversation and, you know, hear of other women's stories and see what everybody's talking about and going through, that would be amazing.
Well, it's so important to do. And so I want to thank you guys not only for getting out there, sharing the word, spreading the message, but being part of this program, right? It's one thing to tell people that there's something out there that they should be aware of. It's another to give them steps to help deal with those challenges on their own. So thanks for what you're doing. And one more time with the website, doctor, before we let you go.
It's meinendo.com.
Meinendo.com, Julianne Hough and Dr. Rebecca Brightman. Thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.